Attention, parents of high school kids getting ready for prom. Did you know that we have gently used formal clothing at the Creative Outlet? And our clothing is priced up to 75% off the original store prices. Don't blow hundreds of dollars on a formal dress that you will only wear once. What? You say you have dresses like that taking up valuable space in your closets? Bring them in and let us sell them for you at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From meteorologist Tony Schumacher, sunny to partly cloudy, very comfortable today, high near 30. Tonight, a few clouds, a low down to 15. Sunday, partly cloudy, warmer, we'll hit a high of 40. 48 on Monday, 44 on Tuesday. Lots of nice weather in store, finally warming up. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer reading 19 degrees, that following our morning low of 4. Sunshine as well, it's time for wrestling.
It's tournament wrestling on WRCO. The tradition continues. Thank you for listening to our coverage, sponsored this year by Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Nelson Agri Center, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Southwest Tech, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Classic Auto Body, Ring Brothers, Sunshine and Giggles, Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Driftless Area Deer Classic, Chicken Ridge Farms, Riverdale Ag Supply, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Larson Paint and Collision, Brouhaha Roasters, All American Do It Center, Osborne Stump Removal, and Lime Ridge Ag Supply.
Welcome to Wisconsin Dells High School, the site of today's Division II sectional, and things are already underway, fast and furious at 106 pounds. Owen Dorshorst of Lodi, you hear the cheer in the background. He has just scored a pin, and that is in a minute and 29 over Blake Faust of Dodgeville. So Dorshorst moves on. We've seen a pin on mat number two. It was Fenimore's Carson Bassett getting a fall. That was in the first period as well. So Bassett moving on and advancing at 106 pounds. We'll be clearing the way in just a little bit for Richland Center wrestler and Caden Sibby, who will be on the mat. And I believe Caden is on the mat right now. Guys, Henry Bray is here. He's our right-hand, actually the left-hand side, but good job. And early on, a takedown for Shane Rashana Dodgeville, 50-2 sophomore, gives up the escape. They're on their feet. Wrestling right now. Now Rashawn, he's going to shoot in for a single leg, gets the takedown, and immediately Stibby on one shoulder. So three more for the takedown, and then four near fall. Makes it a 10-1 lead for Shane Rashawn over Caden Stibby of Richland Center. So again, continuing to work on the top is Rashawn. Sitting out is Stibby. Stibby back to his front side. Now trying to break out of there and unable to, is going to be broken back down. Rashawn, a sophomore, Stibby, a freshman, and Shane, a part of that good Dodgeville contingent. They've got a number of wrestlers here today for Coach Ryan Lord and company. Also, a little bit later on, Ethan Hayden will be taking the mat for Richland Center, 120 pounds, so lots of highlights here in the lower weights. We can tell you at 175, one of the Hornet wrestlers will not have a match in the first round, as it will be a forfeit. Ethan Bodenine will take a forfeit win over Caden Davis of Belmont Flatville, who did not make weight today. Pick up on the action again as they resume at 113 pounds. The 10-1 lead over Sean, and he has just added to that, it looks like, with near fall. 14-1, they're close to going out of bounds, and they are. 16 seconds remaining in the opening period. So it's been all Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville over Caden Stibby. They're back to the center of the mat. There's the whistle starting in from the referee's position. Stibby tries to roll through. It's caught in the middle, but then able to come out. Well, he can kick that leg. He was close to getting a reversal. Now Rashawn unable to get out of there for the time being. The period's going to come to an end. And at the end of the period, let's see, two more points at the end for Rashawn. And he will take a tech fall. So 2 minute Tech Fall, and Jean Rashawn Adagio has defeated Caden Stibbe of Richland Center. So that means for Stibbe, Rashawn, he wants him to win the next round, so Caden gets a chance to wrestle back, and obviously the season that Rashawn is having there is a distinct possibility. 113 pounds. Elsewhere, Mauston has a wrestler. Landon Miller is taking on Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien. We saw Miller last week at the Richland Center Regional, and no score on that one, Henry says. Also, it's Colton Bolig of Evansville leading Noah Allen of Lodi 10-5 on mat number four. And Coda Kearney, the junior from GET Mills Mendora, we saw him last week, and he is leading Owen Vogley of Monroe by a score of 7-0. Four mats being used here today at Wisconsin Dells High School as the action continues. On the far end of the mat, we have just seen Ken, and that is the wrestler from Evansville, it looks like, as they go to the center of the mat and shake hands. Yeah, the win goes to Colton Bolig at 113 pounds. Bolig moves on. Noah Allen falls for Lodi. And we should be opening it up here in just a little bit. Again, we'll be seeing our Richland Center wrestler, Ethan Haiti, on the mat before too long. Of course, lots of good representation from the area. Fenimore well represented. River Valley with a couple of wrestlers coming up here a little bit later on this morning. More in the upper weights. In fact, there will be a Richland Center and River Valley matchup in the opening round here as we watch Mason Jelinek taking on Blake Brickle up at 190 pounds. A little bit later on here this morning. We'll be back with more from Wisconsin Dells High School in a moment. This is WIAA Sectional Tournament Saturday from WRCO Radio Sports.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainability. Sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time. Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Dells. Just getting the morning started here with sectional final wrestling here coming up here today. The right to move on to next weekend at the state tournament at the Kohl Center. Girls had their turn last night, and we understand several did really well from the local and area scene. Congratulations to Madeline Muller of Richland Center among the qualifiers for next week. There'll be a good contingent of girls in southwest Wisconsin heading toward the Kohl Center. We're up to 120 pounds on mat number two. It's a Lodi wrestler, Briar Cavis, and he is battling Benny Braunschweig of Evansville. That's going on just ahead of us. Also at 113 pounds, we see Wautoma Wild Rose's Colton Buechner. He was on the mat a week ago against Colin Fry of Evansville. And then we have a 120-pound matchup on the far end. That looks to be G.T. Knows, Enduro's Colton Koss, and Nolan Van Schendel. And, of course, G.T. Knows, Enduro had a really good meet last week at Richland Center High School. You see Ethan Haney warming up. He'll be on the mat. I believe he'll be on mat number three here in just a little bit. So we'll wait and watch for him and give the call of that one. Looks like 113 pounds, and the win over there belongs to the wrestler from GET Mellis Mendora. Kota Perna gets the victory, and that is 18-8 the final. So Kota Perna going on and will wrestling in the semifinals. They'll jump right into the next round and wrestle the semifinals, so then they can figure out who's coming back through the other side to get a chance to wrestle or stay alive in this tournament. Prairie du Chien's Hunter Reed has just scored a 7-0 victory over Miller from Mofton. So Reed moves on, and that opens the way for Ethan Haney of Richland Center. Haney, 42-7 coming in. He is a senior against Aiden Weigel of Belmont Platteville, a sophomore. So they begin sparring, and now Haney grabs the near side arm, grabs the wrist. Both wrestlers very fleet. Oh, Haney with an immediate takedown, and he had his opponent on his shoulders immediately, but then rolling through is Weigel. I don't believe long enough for his back points, but three for the takedown, and they are on the edge of the mat, and now potentially dangerous. Ups the mat, going back toward the center of the mat, 3-0 in favor of Haney. Haney will start in the up position. Weigel in the down position, and Aiden off of the whistle. Again, Haney riding, grabs the near arm. Matchup of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference here in the first round of the tournament. Ethan Haney getting a chance to continue on his career, a very fine career as a senior. Leading in the match, 3-0. Again, works in the legs, trying to turn his opponent. He's got Weigel on his side right now. Again, trying to work the leg and turn Weigel in a little bit more. 3-0 the score here. Also, Breck and Peterson, Rex Spurley meeting on the other mat. That one is just underway at 126 pounds. Staying at 120, Haney continues to ride, grabs that far arm. Now he's going to do a little bit of leverage on there, cranking his opponent Weigel over. And Weigel, Bormello's on his shoulders, recoils, and now back to the front. Now rolling through is Weigel. He is going to be coming around on top, and controlling with the leg is Ethan Haney. We've got 23 seconds remaining here in the opening period, and we'll see. We'll assess the scoring here in just a moment, but I don't believe Weigel was able to get around enough for reversal points, and Haney able to use his experience to hold his opponent at bay, and no more points in the match, it doesn't look like, as the first period coming to a close. Although now Haney cranks on the near arm, pulling his opponent through, and the opponent, the official says no more points at the end of the period. 3-0 is the score. Hank Murray is here today. How you doing, Hank?
I'm good, buddy. And you?
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you. I'm sitting here trying to keep you straight.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, Phil.
We're back to round two there with the straight.
All right, Haney shoots in, grabs the heel, and able to pick his foot and take him immediately to his shoulder. So three, and he's adding more on the near fall. And Weigel's trying to wrestle his way out of there. No, he can't. That's the pin. Ethan Haney gets the pin for Richland Center. 2 minutes and 14 seconds. He came out in the second period and took care of business there. So the Richland Center wrestler on to the next round, the semis here at the Wisconsin Dells sectional. Congratulations to Ethan. Again, Weigel will wait his date here later in the day. On the other mat, we'll see about Rhett Spurley of Dodge, or Lee Spurley, maybe, over Black and Peterson of Boston. Austin Koss of GET Mellis, leading Nolan Van Schendel of Cuba City Bank and Southwestern, 7-0 score. And Cashin Stoddard of Wisconsin Dells, Old Town favorite. He is taking on Evan Curtis. Curtis at Cuba City Benton Southwestern, and that is a 3-0 lead for the Cuba City Benton Southwestern wrestler. Looks like that one is now a final on mat number one. Toss gets the victory. So Colton tossed, and that is a tech ball, 15-0 the score, as Toss moves on in the tournament. And will be taking on his exponent, either Brian James or Benny Braunschweig. And let's see, 126 pounds. That one just didn't it? So it is... Bill gets the of G.E.T. Mellows Mondoro and will be in round action number two. So we'll hear a little bit later on to Fast and Furious. Wrestlers coming up here in the near future for Cross and the Perry Machine at 132. The crew said Edwards.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Good morning and welcome to Westby High School as the Division III sectional is underway. We're already through three completed weight classes and action going on at 126 and 132 here in the first round at the Division III Westby sectional along with David Wormund and Kirk Layer. I'm Bill Twining. We have some results to share for you, but let's take a look first of all at an Iowa Grant Highland senior, Lucas Christensen, who has been to four sectionals and is looking for his first state tournament appearance. Looking pretty good right there, Kirk Layer, with a 7-1 lead right
now. Yeah, but he draws a tough opponent in, or an experienced wrestler from Westby, Jaden Geyer. But right now, as you said, Luke Christensen had a really good first period. He's 7-1 as we're going to go on our feet as Christensen chooses to go back up there. So 7-1 in that match. A lot of local interest here with Iowa Grant Highland going against Westby, our gracious host here today, with four mats down and a lot of wrestling action as Christensen gets another takedown and now leads 10-1 in that match.
David, how's Lakota Brewer for Riverdale doing there in mat number four, I think it is?
Actually, no, he's on deck on mat two.
And out of four,
mat number four is Hayden Altman of Iowa Grant Highland.
I thought I saw a Riverdale singlet down there, but I almost need binoculars to see down there in the other end. We're definitely not in the middle here at the Westby Field.
No, that's Altman from Iowa Grant Highland and Garrock from Independence Gilmanton down
Thank
there.
Then on mat number one, we have Roger Flagey, who's ranked number one in the state, wrestling Hayden Altman from Iowa Grant. Oh, wait. That's a client. That's 132. Oh, it must be a different wrestler. Must have subbed somebody in there. It was supposed to be Altman, and now it's somebody from Merrill Point. Must have subbed him in there. I better look at my other thing. That's Elliot Kite now is in there for Merrill Point wrestling Flaggy. There must have been an injury there. Back to their mat there. There's been a turn of affairs there with Geyer getting a reversal, but he didn't get the near fall. So now it's 10-3, and we're in the last 30 seconds, and Geyer's going to let him go. So now it's 11-3. A little leg band change. So down here we have Flaggy, who's leading 7-0 going into the second period against Kite from Mineral Point, Elliot Kite. Going takedowns with 20 seconds to go here. Geyer figures that's his best way to get back in the match with some three-point takedowns, but he trails right now 11-3. Christian in deep on a single leg. Can he finish it? There must be a fall down there on mat number three. Right, David?
Yeah, it looks like a pin for that is Kasten Gazda. If he gets a pin over Owen Pruka of Poinette, the pin in 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Brookwood with three wrestlers here today. Gazda the first has posted a victory. We'll see Drew Powell and Kai Paikkonen shortly here. They're in the next two weight classes.
So that was 132, and that was who won there?
Kasten Gazda.
Gazda. Kasten Gazda.
Okay. And he, the score was what?
It was a pin, 325.
325. So we're in the third period now on mat number two with Christian now riding as they had a little bit of break time to fix some injuries and stuff. He leads in this match, but Geyer looking for an escape, but right now going to get warned for stalling, which is kind of typical if you can't bring him back to the mat right away, and especially if they go out of bounds. But Christian leading in this match 11-3 with 1:38 left to go here in the third period.
Final on mat one, Roger Flaggy of Aquinas is the winner over, I guess, Elliot Kite, as the computer says, but our program says something different. But Elliot Kite of Mineral Point.
He's definitely a point wrestler.
Yep, and he's defeated 15-0.
Still, Christian doing a nice job of riding here. 120 now left in the third period. Bill alluded to earlier, both these wrestlers very experienced, but this is Chris's first shot to get a shot to go to the state tournament. He gives up the escape here. Now 1 minute to go, 11-4. So Geyer's going to really have to turn it on. And this is where we talked about earlier, talking about how if you get a takedown for three and a near fall for four, he could be right back in this match.
Mat four, we do have a final now. It looks at Owen Gerock of Independence Gilmanton is a winner by Tech Fall 19-3 over Hayden Altman of Iowa Grand Highlands.
Okay. Well, that's what they switched the brackets. Altman is down below, you said?
Altman is at 132 on the computer, but not on the pro. Well, they flipped them, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then maybe the higher seed, maybe Lakota Brewers out then.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out, but yeah, there is a change evidently at 132.
Yeah, we have to have figured out. That was Altman, you said, one down there?
Well, according to the computer, yeah.
Okay.
I'll look up the bracket here and we'll get an update on the lineup.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to end there in our match as Geyer did get the takedown, but that's all he was able to get, and he's going to lose 11-7 there at 126. Lucas Christensen moves on to the semifinal action, and Geyer will have to go on the backside and hope that he can get a wrestle back.
Let's recap a little bit what's happened so far here at the Division III sectional. At 106 pounds, Lincoln Stanek of Aquinas was the winner. Major decision over Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland. Riverdale freshman James Schramm pinned Dalton Lean of New Lisbon in 245. William Cradivital Lancaster was the pin winner over Frank Jurich the fourth of Whitehall. And Memphis Burkhalter, Mineral Point freshman, scored a pin against fellow freshman Jeremy Zarati of Westfield area. At 113, a nice win for senior Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point over Lincoln Beyer, a junior from Westfield. Beyer, a two-time state qualifier, and Ewart beat him in the first round. What was the score of that one for Lincoln Ewart at 112?
I have that here, 112. Ewart was 6-3.
6-3. Nice win for the senior from Mineral Point. That weight class also saw Clayton Geyer of Westby score a technical fall over Parkview Albany's Slater Valley. Brendan Rick of Royal pinned Riverdale freshman Hunter Wilkinson, and veteran Jaron Grimslid, a senior for North Crawford Seneca, was a 10-3 winner over Declan Langford of Cochran Fountain City. First round losers at the sectional now have to wait. The man that beats them in the quarterfinals has to win his semifinal match in order for the first round losers to get another shot here at the tournament. We'll have more from Westby in just a moment as we catch up a little bit. We'll fill you in at 120 and 126 when we return and have some more play-by-play for you. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster's been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Welcome back to Westby High School, where David Werman looks like a pin for Riverdale sophomore Lakota Brewer.
Yeah, we were hoping to get back on the air, but he ends up getting a pin by a time of 3:09 as he defeats Caden Mickelson, the freshman from Post Caston.
The mat slap happened just as we were getting back on the air. So that same mat, though, will feature Brody Meese of Riverdale. So why don't you take that one, David? Tell us how Brody Meese is doing at 138.
All righty. Looks like he's doing fine because they're just getting started here. But his opponent here on mat two is Michael Jones, a sophomore of Aquinas. Jones coming into the tournament with a record of 15-4. Brody, a junior, with a record of 38-4. Just 15 seconds in the match. No score on the board. 138-pound sectional quarterfinal. Brody working in a Russian arm tie there, down on his knee. Jones is trying to cut the corner, but now Brody comes around. He's going to get the near side cradle, gets the takedown, covers the hip. So the first three-point takedown on the board for Brody here 40 seconds into the period. He controls on the left side. Good tight waist ride. Got the broken down hips to the mat.
We also have Derek Franzen on the mat, on mat number three. He's trailing right now 3-0.
Brody's looking to put in an arm bar there. He's trying to get a turn. Under a minute to go in the first period. Now he's getting a tilt here. Now these shoulders are exposed, getting a near fall count. right in front of the score table, working the edge of the mat, 1 foot on yet. We're going to stop it. Going to get the near fall. It's like three near falls to go up 6-0 for Brody Meese of Riverdale. They get reset as he's in control. He's in the top position.
Ramsey gave up another takedown in the first period, trailed 6-1 now.
Also, Thomas Frosty of Northrop at Seneca is on the mat, trailing 5-0.
About to give up a fall if he can't get out of there.
Sam Marsalek of Independence Gilmanton gets the pin in 2:58. And Thomas Frosty of Northrop at Seneca suffers a first-round defeat.
Back to Brody Meese as he's getting a turn here, nearing a pin. Probably won't have time. He's less than 10 seconds here, down to 5 seconds. But he's going to get near falls, certainly, as the clock runs out. And four more near fall awarded gets him up 10-0. Talking earlier, as Kurt mentioned off the air, the way his points can rack up early in a match here with 3-point takedowns and 4-point near falls. And Brody sees that to his advantage, up 10-0. Here's the end of one.
Here's scores from 120. Martez Sheard of Aquinas and Aiden Drudenkelder of Peck Argyle, both with technical falls, the top two seeds, with wins. Freshman Liam Carey of Mineral Point with a tech fall, and sophomore Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben scores a pin. They all move into the semifinals here at the Division III section.
Branson trailing in his going into the second period now, 10-1 in his matches. He gave up near fall points at the end of the first period. Back to you, David.
Yep, Brody is looking for some more near fall. If not a pin, it's going to be a tech fall, up 12-0. Got a good power half there, but there's the 4-point near fall. Brody Meese of Riverdale is going to be a 16-0 decision winner over Michael Jones of Aquinas.
That was Carey getting a fall down here on mat number one in 54 seconds at 144.
Looks like Franz's match has come to an end as he is defeated by Penn in 238.
That was Franz's match, right?
Yep.
Before we took our commercial break, we were kind of confused about what was happening at 132 pounds. Let me give 126, and then, David, maybe you can fill the listeners in on what happened at 132. At 126, top-seeded Tyler Paulson of Aquinas and Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle both advanced with nice victories. We had a win for senior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland over Jaden Geyer of Westby, and Parker Milsna of Cashton scores a fall over Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto.
Bill, I'm going to jump in here as we got Ashton Bennett looking for a pin. He's facing Garrett Dragon of Royal Waniwak Center as he gets a takedown and near fall. Goes off the edge of the mat right in front of Coach Clary and Coach McCauley. Takes the 7-0 lead here just 18 seconds into the match.
Real good friend of yours, Drew Powell, down there from Brookwood, coming to fall, and he gets it there in 131.
131 for
time.
Drew Powell. Powell, his father, went to school at Weston for a few years before transferring to Madison Falls, so good friend of our family, but good to see Drew advance.
Former state champion, too.
Yeah. Yeah, La Follette.
Yep.
Ashton's got his score up now 10-0 as he was awarded another near fall. They got reset here. We're 1:20 to go in this first period. He's going to get the escape for Dragon. So a 10-1 lead now as we have some injury time. Looks like Ashton's all set to go. They'll reset in center circle. 1:15 on the clock. 10-1 lead for Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston. And work that overhook, underhook. Attempt at a throw there for Dragon as they go off the mat. No control as Bennett did not cover the hips with no control, so they'll stay on their feet, wrestling neutral.
Check ball by Brock Hinderman down here on mat one at 150 for Iowa Grand Highland.
There's another takedown for Bennett. up 13-1, looking good here in this period early in the match. On just under a minute to go. Now he's got a nice tilt here. Getting those shoulders not quite turned. Going to get reset, staying between the legs, keeping those hips turned. He's got to get the shoulders turned. Trying to fight in a half Nelson, doesn't get it. As Dragon is able to work his way back to his stomach. Under 30 seconds with a 12-point lead is Ashton Bennett.
Got that. Aquinas, Trevor Paulson from Aquinas taking on Chase McGuire from Riverdale down there on mat number four.
Closing seconds of this first period, still with a 12-point lead is Bennett.
Ball here on mat number one in a minute 13 for Dannenberg at 157 from Mineral Point.
That is Sawyer Dannenberg, 113.
113, Sawyer Dannenberg. Yeah, we got a couple Dannenbergs here today, don't we?
Sawyer just pinned junior Turner Calhoun of Royal Waniwak Center.
Start the second period as Bennett took the down position. Dragon give him the free escape to go on their feet. So it makes it a 13-point lead for Bennett. He gives up the takedown, but just like that, it looks like he's going to get a reversal. It's going to make it 16-4.
The other Dannenberg close to a fall down on mat number three. We're up to 165 on mat number one.
Bennett's up by 12, getting near fall here, so he'll get a victory. It's a 4-point near fall.
So the check ball there.
Check ball.
150.
20-4, Ashton Bennett.
Good for him. Fall down there for the other Dannenberg with 38 seconds left, so that'd be 3:22 10 times for the other Dannenberg at 150 from Mineral Point.
That's Jacob Dannenberg over sophomore Kai Paikkonen of Brookwood. David, have you got things for us at 132? We left things in kind of an uproar there.
For whatever reason, we're not sure, but Kevin Bomkamp, the freshman from Parkview Albany, is not in the tournament. So with that being said, Owen Puka takes his spot. Hayden Altman takes Owen Pruka's spot, and Elliot Kite comes into the tournament and goes, and he was up there against Roger Flaggy and was defeated. So top to bottom, Roger Flaggy, Aquinas, Elliot Kite, Mineral Point, Kasten Gazda from Brookwood, Owen Pruka from Poinette, Owen Gerock from Independence Gilmanton, Hayden Altman from Outer Grand Highlands,
okay.
Hayden Mickelson from Kasten, Dakota Brewer from Riverdale.
And as far as finals, what do we have?
Roger Flaggy was 15-0.
Okay.
Gaston Gazda was a winner with a pin 3:25. Owen Gerock of Independence Gilmanton won by a score 19-3. He defeated Hayden Altman. And Lakota Brewer with a pin in 3:09.
We also have Nolan Waldner out here from Itzy. He's taking on Stoppelmeyer from Cochrane Fountain City on mat number one. You want to cover that one, David?
I certainly can.
Then we have Joe Bwetter on mat number two. I'll kind of keep an eye on him.
Thank
from
you.
Boscobel.
Excellent.
He's at 157, and he's taking on Waylon Hargrove from Aquinas.
Nolan Waldner's match, he's well in control there at the end of the period with a 14-3 lead. As Chris mentioned, he's wrestling Nathan Stoppelmore, Cochrane Fountain City. We're going to start the second period with Waldner down. Stoppelmore in the top side. Waldner working his way up to his feet. Gets a good hand control, spins out of there, faces him, gets the escape, and right into a takedown. That's going to make the check fall 18-3.
Two good matches for Ithaca. Got our first point here on mat number two, and that would be Joe Wetter giving up the takedown to Waylon Hargrove from Boscobel. They had a final down on mat number four, but I didn't catch that, so David West is trying to catch that on the backside on the computer. This makes it more challenge.
Why don't you go ahead and do the Job Wetter
match?
Yeah,
I'll do that. It's 3-0 now. That's how it ended in the first period. And we're going into the second period now. Job's going to be on top. One of the few basketball wrestlers here, but one of their very competitive wrestlers, too, for them. Got a final down there on mat four again, don't we?
51 seconds for Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland.
Still no score here in the second period. So moving right along, we're getting up to 175 on mat number one. Job here riding in the second period at 157. Got 165 and 165 on three and four. And like I said before, 175 here on mat number one. And that would be, again, an Iowa Grant wrestler out there. So that is Jackson McGuire. He takes on Devin Hutzel from Whitehall. Another point scored by Hargrove. He now leads Job here in the second period, 4-0, with 1:15 to go. Hi, Job. He's going to avoid going out of bounds, but they go out of bounds. 4-0, 1:10 to go. Any updates? Got a DeSoto wrestler out there too now, right?
Yeah, Peyton Prager. He's on mat three. 0-0 score there. You mentioned Jackson McGuire. He's up 7-0. He's on mat one. Jackson Bussey, who we found out their family's right in front of us. Bill's giving a hard time, too, trying to get us in a fight. But Jackson Bussey, Iowa Grand Highland down far. Mat four, he's up 7-0. And he's wrestling Brock Colburn from Whitehall.
338, I think, was the match we missed down there on mat number four. That was Trevor Paulson. To come back to Job's match, he's real close to giving up another take down there. Oh, I guess he's riding here. Oh, and it did give up the take on. Yes, I thought I was right. So now it's 7-0 with 24 seconds to go here. Got another final down there, don't you, on mat four?
I didn't see the final, no. But Bussey was leading. I would assume he won that match.
39 seconds, it says, left in the first period. So that would be, what, a 121?
121.
That was at 157.
No, 121.
All right, thank you. There's another slap on the mat, and it's down here on mat number one at 175.
That's another Iowa Grand Highland senior.
That was Jackson McGuire. Second period ends here with Job trailing 7-1, and he's got choice. Looks to his father, and his father tells him to go neutral. So he'll wrestle from the neutral position here in the third period, trailing 7-1 in his match. DeSoto wrestler, is he ahead or behind down there, David?
He is behind 3-2.
And then we also have a Riverdale wrestler down on mat number four. That's Taylor Childs from Riverdale. He takes on Jackson Durr, a sophomore from Pittsville. Now we kind of come back to Job, because he had the takedown there. Yes, he did. And he's going to get some back points. He almost got reversed. So now he jumps out into the lead. Sorry, I missed that for you, people. I was looking at the other end there. But Job did a nice takedown. Got four back points. Now he's got a cradle locked in. And can he add to that total? Nice far side cradle. There's a fall, though. Is that Greeno down here on mat one?
Seth Greeno only needed 34 seconds to pin his first-round opponent. State qualifier last year, Seth Greeno is on his way again as he picks up a nice victory over Isaac Miller, a sophomore from Aquinas.
Still Job in control here. 8-7 lead with only 50 seconds to go. Hartwell tried to step over. Job did a nice job countering. But now he's got his leg hooked, and now he has Job in trouble. Going to get two for the reversal. Going to get two for the near fall, but now Job comes back with a reversal of his own. I think it's going to be 11-10 here, and Job's going to be trailing by one. Got another IFTA wrestler down here on mat number one, too, don't we?
Caden Coleman. Let's finish up this Job.
I just wanted to make you aware. down to 15 seconds to go. Job's going to have to let him go and try for some type of throw. Now 10 seconds, but now Hargrove's doing a nice job just hanging on the legs, and he's not going to give him that chance for an escape and a takedown. He's going to go down in this match. 11-10 is going to be our final. So now we'll switch to the Itzka match. Go ahead, David.
All right, we're into this match with a 3-1 lead for Caden Coleman. I'll give you a quick update on Talon Childs as he is down 7-2.
Fall there at 165. Matt number 3, DeSoto wrestler, getting the fall.
Coleman gets himself another takedown. He's now up, I believe, 9-1 here as the board catches up.
341 was the fall time there at 165. That was for Peyton Crager from DeSoto.
We got blood time on Caden Coleman's match, but the score is 6-1, not 9-1, 6-1. Blood time there, and back to Talon Childs as he's down 7-2 there as he gets reset 20 seconds into the second period down there.
Bussey's fall was in 122 at 165. Emoff's file, I think we had that one, was at 51 seconds at 157 for Mineral Point. Then Job just lost 11-10 to Waylon Hargrove.
Caden Coleman's match looks like they're just about ready to go here. There's a little bit of cleanup. Meanwhile, Talon Childs of Riverdale is still down by 5, 7-2. With 1 minute to go in the second period, and that's at 190 pounds.
Well, just flashing through 3-4 sheets is always fun, right, David?
Yeah. And then when you miss a few, and then you're really behind.
Yeah, I know.
Good mat return for Caden.
Catch up on our other matches right now. We talked about Childs down there. He trailed 7-2 on mat number 4 to Durr from Pittsville. Other local mat here on mat number 2, we have Jackson Bender from Royal. He's taking on Emmett Collins. No score in that bout. And then we have Cade Rule, which that match isn't going to last very long, on mat number 3. And as soon as I get that out of my mouth, he pins it in a minute 22.
Cade Rule?
Yep.
Got
Cade
it.
Rule.
Thank you. That's at 175. Back to you, David.
Yeah, Caden, just like that, gets another takedown. So he is now up 9-2 as he gave up the escape before that. Closing second to the first pair with a 7-point lead. He's in control there, working a tight way.
No score in the Bender match yet. Mat number 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're just 190, 190, 165, and 190. So we're nearing the end of this first round here. As Coleman gets set, as he's going to be in the bottom position to start the second period with a 7-point lead, his opponent, Samson Degner, gives up the escape, so a nice quick escape there for Coleman. It's an 8-point lead. Good snap down, covers him, gets the 3-point takedown. Up by 11 now, in good control here is Coleman, the senior.
After this match, we will send things away to a commercial break, and if they're ready to go at Wisconsin Dells, we'll give that crew a chance to bring you up to date on what's happening with Richland Center and River Valley Wrestling.
Coleman lets his opponent go, deciding to wrestle takedown, and he's just about going to get a takedown, but they are going to go off the mat. 1:16 to go in the second period with a 10-point lead.
Some scores to report at 138. Sammy Springer of Mineral Point is a major decision winner. Drew Powell of Brookwood pinned Iowa Grand Highland senior Aiden Bedward, and Brody Meese of Riverdale with a tech fall over Michael Jones of Aquinas.
Under a minute to go here for Coleman, up still by 10. Guys are in the neutral position, front headlock.
Another Kinderman wrestler from Iowa Grand Highland out there on mat number 3 at 190 pounds, as David said we're up to. He's wrestling Evan Berkland from Westby.
Good head pressure there for Coleman as he scores another takedown, up by 13 now, under 40 seconds to go in the second period.
As we said, we're sitting right here by all these rowdy Inca fans, so far David just kept them under control.
Nicely done.
especially this Manning guy sitting near me.
Finals at 144, Mason Grosskreutz of Westfield, a Tech ball over Iowa Grand Highland freshman Colton Williams. Grady Nicolay of Aquinas with a pin over Derek Franz and a visit to Weston. Sam Marsolek of Independence Gilmanton pinned North Crawford Seneca senior Thomas Frosty, and Rowan Carey of Mineral Point with a pin as well.
All right, Bill. Caden's got himself in good position here looking for a pin. It is under 15 seconds, but Mike Nicolotti, the official, has got a good view of it, and it looks good from here.
Always looks good in the top row.
Yeah. They always look good in the top row. And he's just stitching it up here, trying to tighten it up. But he's going to run out of time. But with the near fall, he's going to have a Tech ball, 20-3. 190, Caden Coleman, Ithaca Western.
Well, we need to take a break. We will do that. Be back with more at the first opportunity as our coverage of the Division III sectional at Westby continues. For David Wormwood and Kirk Layer, I'm Bill Twining. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Welcome back to Westby, and Emmett Collins of Mineral Point has picked up another nice win, David Wormwood.
Yeah, he gets a 4-1 decision here at 165 as he defeats Jackson Bender, a senior from Royal Waniwak Center.
It was Collins' pin in a placement match that lifted Mineral Point to the team championship at the Super Regional last Saturday. And he scores a nice win over here over Bender, a senior with a 24-4 record coming in. Collins, by the way, is the son of former Richland Center wrestler Matt Collins and the grandson of Richland Center Hall of Fame member Jim Collins. And he's doing his job for Mineral Point, isn't he, Kirk Layer?
Yes, he is. We're going to switch down here to mat number one as we have Ryan McCoy from Hillsborough on the mat. He takes on Justin Obert from DeSoto. And right now trails 1-0 as we are like 15 seconds or 30 seconds into the second period after a scoreless first period.
McCoy, the only wrestler for Hillsborough at this level, and he's competing in his third sectional for the Tigers.
Also on mat number three down there, we have Mac Nee from Ithaca Weston. As Ithaca Weston is having a good first round, he takes on Will Wattmeyer from Aquinas. David will watch that one.
Oh, Mac is just about got put on his back, but looking like he was going to get a roll and a reversal, but he does get a roll to stay off his back. Now he's trying to hook and roll, but got to get Flottmeyer in a little different position for that to be successful, as Flottmeyer now gets the half Nelson on him. We're 1 minute in as Neef is down by the takedown, 3-0.
I had a couple rolls earlier in the coach's room.
We noticed that. There's a pin on mat number two, and that is Nolan Hanke. He gets a fall in the first period in 102 against Emerson Murray from Royal.
Neef is in trouble here as he's going to get defeated by a pin in 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Still 1-0 score down here in McCoy's mat. We're down to the last 10 seconds
of period number two.
What was the pin time for Floatmeyer and against Neef?
120.
120. Now we go to the third period down here in McCoy's match at 2:15. As we're trying to wind through this first round in a hurry, we're up to, like we just said, we're up to 285 now. We're probably going to go right into the next round here. This match is at 2:15. This is between Ryan McCoy, 31-8, against Justin Olpert. We're in the third period, and McCoy is on top this period. And he's going to get called for stalling. Oh, wait, I got that backwards. McCoy is down right now. My uniform's got changed around in my mind. So it is the young man from DeSoto riding. McCoy now comes out after that warning for stalling against Justin Olpert. And now it's 1-1 with 140 to go here in the third period in that match. Updates on the other ones, David?
Nobody. Well, I guess Matt 3 does have Bodie Bakop out there now as he just walked out on the mat. They're starting with a score of 0-0. And Matt Ora down on Matt 4 from Minnow Point. He is facing Caden Beschleschis from Pittsville.
Easy for you to say.
That is not easy.
We've got the young man, undefeated wrestler from Parkview, Albany, out here, mat number two. He's real close to a fall, leading right now 3-0 in that match. Still 1 minute to go here in McCoy's match, and they're still going takedowns. Is Egan just got the fall there on mat number two, didn't he?
220 for Wesley Egan over Caden Bacino-Hanchi.
And 117 pin for Bodie Bakop, Iowa Grand Highland, and he's defeated Drew Frager from Independence Gilmanton, 117.
Down to 35 seconds to go in a 1-1 match. And you know, with the young man that's out there, I guess we can call him young yet, Mr. Nick Lottie reffing, that he's either not seeing the action he wants to see or he can't choose one to call for stalling. But I can't believe this very possibly with 15 seconds to go to end, and we'll go to sudden victory. Now he's found a nice shot by McCoy. Needs to avoid the counter there. Can he take him back to the mat? And McCoy will give up the takedown, and he does. Nice move there, and that's going to be the finishing touch on the match here. He's going to win 4-1 there. Would be the young man, Justin Olpert from DeSoto. And a good round here by DeSoto. We talked about them coming back and being very, making some firsts for that program in a long time. But he will move on to the semis. We're already back to semifinal action, aren't we, at 106?
We need to bring us up to date on some finals. Picking up at 150 pounds, we mentioned the name of Chase McGuire. Riverdale Senior was defeated by Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. Pin time 3:38 for McGuire. He has to hope for a Paulson win in the next round for his tournament to continue. At 150, also winning from the area, we mentioned Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston with a tech fall. Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point with a pin over Kai Pikenen of Brookwood. And Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland had a tech fall as they advance into the semifinals at 150. At 157, an 11-10 win for Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas over Boscobel Wazika Steuben's Job Wetter. Ashton Meister of Poinette advanced with a tech fall. Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point was a pin winner over Turner Calhoun of Royal Waniwak Center. And Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grant Highland scored a pin to advance into the semifinals. At 165, Emmett Collins of Mineral Point, sophomore wrestling well as tournament time has arrived. 4-1 over Jackson Bender of Royal Waniwak Center. Ithaca Weston's Nolan Waldner as a tech call. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland a pin. And Peyton Prager of DeSoto with a pin at 165.
Okay, coming back to action now on mat number one. we have Trenton Fry from Royal Waniwok. He takes on Sawyer Swigum from North Crawford Seneca. We're in the first period, and right now it is Swigum from North Crawford out in front 3-0. We're kind of finishing up the semi or quarterfinals here. We have Mineral Point and Arrett down there on mat number 4. No action on mat number 3. I think they shut that down, even though Grant Matthews is on deck. He's going to be on deck on mat number 4 right after Arrett's match down there. So David will keep an eye out for that and catch his match when it comes up. But we're going to watch Swigum's match here right now, as he is out in front. Two local interests there in the Ridge and Valley Conference. It's, well, I guess Royal actually is in the
Phoenix
Bluffs. Thank you, David. We do have a semifinal match going on. We'll at least let you know that that's going on, and that's at 106. That's William Cradwell taking on the Memphis Burkholder. But right now, it's, I believe it's young man from Aquinas that's, or from, is that the arrow out in front? That, no, it's the young man on bottom.
On Matt Hill?
Yeah, Burkholder's out in front.
Burkholder's up
and he just got it, yep.